Hello, it's Monday, May 17th, and that means two things. One, the guy who invented Post-its died on Thursday, and after the past year, this has left me in the strangest bit of existential dread I've ever had. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and the ever-versatile X-Fit Outdoor Floodlight. These come in 5 different wattages, a couple of different mounts. These have color select right on there, built-in photo cells. Keystone Tech, easiest thing to install. Get out there, keystonetech.com. And news-wise, we have Nailed, penning an open letter on the subject of dark sky projects. We have 7 points to help our industry do better. The RPI has launched a brand new institute for smart systems and energy. Dennis Sheldon and Robert Karlicek will lead the Institute for Energy, the Built Environment, and Smart Systems. Zigbee has rebranded along with their CHIP program. Zigbee is now the Connectivity Standards Alliance, and CHIP is now Matter, and more people are signing on to it than ever. GE Current, a Daintree company, has opened a new distribution center in Lemoyne. This is a 150-square-foot facility. DLC is seeking proposals for a new working group lead to create better energy reports. TCP will no longer make CFLs. Supply issues have ended the entire line. Viper has reduced their debts by $38 million. Viv has promised UV-free disinfection lamp using the 405 nanometer wavelength. Get a Grip on Lighting features Brian Amundsen this week. CE Pro is opening a wellness survey. This is a study into biophilic design. Women in lighting design have a new salary survey open. Two branches of the designer group are tracking wages across a number of career and demographic factors. Hopefully, we can all negotiate a little better after that. Lucom has acquired Lempermesserin. This is an EU online retailer being bought out. Solitube has partnered with Climax Studio to use software to maximize indoor lighting. AMS Osram reported a strong quarter last quarter with revenues in excess of $1.5 billion. Illuminate Lighting has created a healthcare lighting platform. Illuma Health is a search tool for healthcare lighting. KSU Architectural Engineering students have received scholarships. 5 prizes awarded in the Bezel Lighting Education Fund. Dialyte is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a donation to WEA. Lighting Exchange has set a virtual stage. The Lex Events and YLB have created a virtual sales event venue. SnapCount is planning a virtual retrofit event. This is a 2-day showcase running May 25th and 26th. Lightfair has sponsored NYCX Design Days. This is a virtual presentation running until the 18th. We also have a new webinar on capturing all wasted light in greenhouses on May 25th. In rep agencies, Acolyte has formed a partnership with SLS in NYC. Lightform is now the exclusive agent for Reggiani in Canada. And We Silica has partnered with Lumos in Utah. In market projections, Bluetooth-enabled bulbs are set for 7% growth. Fixture market will expand by 5%. LED drivers and chipsets market will reach $9 billion worth of activity in 2026. Connected streetlights will grow by 22% over the next 6 years. And the explosion-proof lighting market will be worth just under $500 million by 2026. In recommended reading, we have a discussion of UVC as part of the economic recovery plan, an interview with Razvan Copiu, a CEO of Signify Romania and Southeast Europe, an explanation as to why Acuity shares have jumped 12%. We have planning factors for human-centric lighting. We have advice for redoing home and office lighting, and are Wi-Fi connected bulbs the future? All right. In IoT, GE has partnered with the DoD. This is a 5G smart warehouse project planned. The Association of Passive Optical LAN has added new members in Edge Power Solutions and Uber Data. And Cisco has entered the smart building market with a new platform. In R&D, Korean scientists have reached a new level of laser power. This is a brand new record in intensity. The U.S. Navy has begun a circadian rhythm experiment using light treatment goggles for submariners. And we have a study from Scientific Reports showing the benefit of blue light in the morning for Alzheimer's patients. Julian, California is the second dark sky community in that state. And we have a new study from Luminaves discussing how light pollution can harm seabirds as far as 16 kilometers away from the source. In local news, Rome, New York is planning a smart city. MIT is going to upgrade their lighting. Fort Lauderdale and Boynton Beach are going LED. Ithaca, New York has a new energy code supplement. And Chatham-Kent, Ontario is escalating their greenhouse light pollution issue. In people news, Matt Sturgis is the CEO of LIA. Atlantic Energy Supply has named Maynard Krasarowski as outside sales. I'm sorry I've mispronounced that almost certainly. And Luxian has named Klaus Thorsgaard as CEO. That's it. That's been me. I'm Scott Wachter. This has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. Thank you, Nailed. Get associated. Get educated. Try LS Evolve. New modules going all the time. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music.